Good evening, everyone. I'm Pastor Jesse with my associate, Pastor Rose, and we are
First Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life.
We will never be the same. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word guarantees that if we do what the Word says, the Holy Spirit will change us, transform us, never be the same, in Jesus' name. We trust that you're blessed this evening. This is our last Wednesday of the month for June. It's our healing service, June the 24th, 2026.
Wow.
Time is flying by.
Yes, it is flying by.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We trust that you come expecting, and God's going to meet your need in Jesus' name.
Another day of living
in the light of God's word,
in His authority, and His power, and His ability. Hallelujah. Tap into His authority, to His power, and to His ability. Amen.
The battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of John, in the Gospels of the New Testament, the fourth book in the New Testament, the book of John, John mentions the word believe 98 times, but not once does he mention the word faith. And that was kind of a shock to me, because Hebrews 11:6 tells us it's impossible to please God without faith. So I looked up the definition of faith, and I looked up the definition of belief in the book of John. Faith in the book of John, the reason that it's omitted is because faith is something you possess. If you're a fisherman, you possess a rod and a reel. If you're a hunter, you possess a shotgun or a rifle.
Oh, that's good. That's
if you're a golfer, you possess golf clubs.
That's good.
Faith is something you possess, so it's not something that you use all the time.
Wow.
The word believe means you are actively doing something right now. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So John 3:16, the greatest promise in the New Testament, says that God so loved the world that if anyone believes, if anyone is actively, currently, right now, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Amen. James 2:26 tells us faith without deeds, faith without works is dead. So faith is something we possess, but when we pray and need something, it becomes belief. This is revelation to me, because I always thought that belief was kind of like, you know, well, not there, but faith is there. Faith is something you possess. Belief is something you're actively doing right now. I trust that bears witness with your spirit. So, salvation, like our healing, Jesus has already purchased it. If you're not saved, if you're not born again, if Jesus isn't your Lord, if He isn't your Savior, guess what? Today, He can be. But He's not going to come back and crucify Himself and go through all the torture and the humiliation and the pain and the suffering that He went through so you can be saved. It's already done.
Yeah.
Healing, it's already done. He has already purchased for us.
Yes.
Even if you're not saved, even if you're not healed right now, it's not because of God. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says salvation has appeared to all men. It's available to whosoever.
Yep.
What about healing, Pastor Jesse? What about healing? 1 Peter 2:24 says Jesus on the cross bore our sins, and by His stripes we were healed. It's already done. So here's the revelation of tonight's healing service. Salvation, deliverance, transformation, and healing are already accomplished. By Jesus at the cross, it's already been accomplished. John 19:30, when Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished." The assignment when he voluntarily chose to die for our sins and to be beaten, whipped for our healing, when he did that, they are in the past.
Amen.
Salvation, deliverance, transformation, healing, these gifts from God, these offerings for us, are in the past. But because they're in the past, you and I can thank God for them now.
Yes, amen.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
We don't have to come and beg for salvation. We don't have to beg for transformation, deliverance, or healing. They're already ours.
Yes.
So we can thank God for them now, knowing that we're going to receive them because he's already blessed us with it.
Yeah.
Amen. So Pastor Oz and I are going to pray tonight. You don't need a bunch of scriptures. You know the Bible. You know God's will is to heal. So Pastor Oz and I are going to pray. Prayer is asking God to do something for us, and we're asking him to heal us tonight. Praise is believing God has already done it.
Yeah,
that's it. Amen. Right there. He's already done it. Beggars aren't believers, and believers aren't beggars. God, this is what God wanted for us to begin with. So we don't have to beg him for what he desires for us. So this evening, if you believe, if you actively believe that Jesus died for your sins and he rose again, if you believe that he bore all your sickness on his body, then now you can praise Jesus even while we wait for our healing.
Yes, yes.
So Pastor Rose waited 2 years. I wanted her to testify. She knew it was God's will to heal. Amen. But she waited 2 years. Do you know that, Pastor Rose? Want to share that?
Yep. 2 years I suffered with all these itching and welts in my body. I went to 4 different doctors. I went to an allergist. I went to a rheumatologist, and until I went to the rheumatologist, the last one, she gave me a shot, a steroid shot, and that lasted me 4 months. Oh my God. I was so happy. I mean, I cried. I go, "Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. That how much you love us, Lord, that you even give mankind, you gave us doctors and nurses and specialists in the medical field to help us, Father. And you knew that we, all of us, aren't going to tap into your power right away. Or we don't believe in your power, that you already healed us." So he says, "You know what? I'm going to make doctors. I'm going to help humanity get through till the manifestation comes." But guess what? I just kept believing God and I kept praising him. And sometimes I would just cry. Pastor Jesse would come in and he didn't know what to do. Well, he couldn't do nothing. He would pray. And I know that if he could, he would have taken all those symptoms in his own body. But Jesus did. So nobody else has to take your symptoms. Jesus already paid the price. So I'll tell you what. After 2 years, I have gotten relief because of those steroid shots that they gave me. And I thank God. I go, "Father, thank you. Thank you so much for healing me." And every day I wake up and I said, "Oh, thank you, Father. You're the one that gives me life. You give me the very breath. And I thank you, thank you, thank you for healing my body." And when those symptoms try to come, I go, "No, you don't." I slap them down, I kick them out, and I said, "No, you don't. Get out of here. You're not putting that stuff on me. No more itching, no more inflammation, no more hypersensitive skin. In the name of Jesus, you are gone. You are utterly destroyed out of my body. My immune system functions perfectly and normally." And that is an everyday thing that I have to speak the word over my body. Because the enemy is a liar. All he comes is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to steal our health all the time. Because we will be no good if we are sick. But God already paid the price through our Lord Jesus Christ. He already delivered us. He already said, you are healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus. And you know what? I praise the Lord. Amen. Every day I say, thank you, Father, for healing me. Thank you for healing me 2,026 years ago. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name.
The bottom line is, whatever it takes to get you healed.
Yeah.
If it's a doctor, if it's medicine, if it's a miracle, whatever it is, you stay in the blessing line till it's your time.
Yes.
You stay in there. You stay in there. I mean,
don't let go.
Sometimes it's a test. God wants to see, do you really believe that I'm the healer? Sometimes it's instant. Sometimes it's as you go. Sometimes it's 2 years, like Pastor Rose says. And believe me, it's a test. We live in a fallen world.
Yeah, we do.
Thank God we're under the age of grace.
Yes.
But bottom line is, whatever it takes to get you healed.
Yes.
Listen, let me share a testimony real quick. Almost 4 or 5 years ago, they discovered cancer in my body. And so anyway, I went and I stood on the scripture, John 2:5. Do what they tell you to do, and Jesus will do what he promises to do.
Amen.
So they said, look, we have to go in there. We have to remove the cancer. Then you have to go to chemotherapy and radiation. And so I prayed and I said, Lord, if that's what it takes to keep me here, that's what I'm going to do. So they gave me the side effects. I don't remember any of them, but it was like 15 or 20 of them.
Thank God.
And the nurse, what's the name of the nurse? Not the regular nurse, but the...
Hallerstedt?
No, the nurse. It's the one that you don't see the doctor, you see this nurse.
Oh, yeah, the primary nurse or something. Primary. Anyway.
Anyway, she's like the doctor, but she's a nurse. So she would say, this is a side effect. And I'd say, no, it's not. And she'd say, no, it's... I'd say, no. And finally she goes, are you in denial? I said, no, I just deny the side effects in my body. Well, there are Christians that are more afraid of what the side effects are going to do than what the treatments is going to be. They're more afraid of the side effects than they are about the results. So some people, a pastor friend of ours had 5 members in his church that were discovered with cancer. 4 of them died. They didn't want to go through all that. They were more afraid of the side effects.
Yeah.
Listen, whatever it takes. So Pastor Rose and I prayed, and we said, I want to do whatever it takes to stay here alive. Well, during the procedure, it's a long story. And
it's all right.
It's a long story. But basically, because I went through the treatments, I'm alive today.
Yeah.
So whatever it takes,
mm-hmm.
whatever it takes to get you healed. If it's medicine, if it's a doctor, if it's a steroid shot, I mean, for 2 years, Pastor Rose suffered. And when we say suffered, I mean, she suffered. I mean, and doctor, our GP, our regular doctor, sent us to a dermatologist. A dermatologist sent us to an allergist. They gave her 24 different shots to find out what she was allergic for. No, we can't find anything. They send her back to the GP. The GP sends her to a rheumatologist. The rheumatologist gives her another bunch of tests. We can't find anything, but we're going to give you a steroid shot. Well, that steroid shot, man, it just...
That was said right there.
It was like if Jesus would have touched her, if she would have touched a hem, that did it. So we went back and we said, listen, that steroid shot, do they have it in a pill form that she can take? That worked. She's free from the pain.
Yeah.
And she said, no, it's, you know, because of her age and it's not available. We have to, doctors are the only ones that can dispense it. So they said every 6 months, you know. So a couple of weeks ago, we just went for it. And it's a steroid shot. It's not that you don't have faith. It's that's what God uses to heal you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for doctors. Thank God for medicine. Thank God for vitamins. Thank God for great food. Thank God for exercise. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, do it. That's basically what we're trying to say.
And you know what? a lot of you, the devil will come and put condemnation. Oh, if you were a real Christian,
you wouldn't need
medicine. You know what? People have fallen into that pit. And God says, you know what? Faith pleases God. He never said withholding medicine is not pleasing God. Yeah. It's faith that pleases God. And medicine, if that's what you have to take, you know what? You want to live long and strong and have vitality and stay here until Jesus calls you home, not what the devil says it.
You know, a side journey here, David and Goliath. You know, when David went to go meet Goliath, how many stones did he pick up?
Five.
Yeah, it wasn't just one.
No.
If he picked up five, they would have said, well, don't you trust God with one?
Really.
Don't you trust God?
I know.
Hey, this is what the Lord told me to do. This is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Lord takes you to go to a doctor, go to a doctor. Take medicine, take medicine.
Yes.
Believe for a miracle.
Yes.
That word believe for a miracle, I'm remembering two different people, and they were ministers. The Lord told me, and their appendix ruptured, and they died. It says, the Lord tell you to do that? You better be sure it's the Lord.
Yeah, that you...
You better be sure it's the Lord that tells you don't go to a doctor, stand in faith.
Or don't take medicine.
Or don't take medicine. Listen, whatever it takes.
Yes.
God used a donkey to talk to one of the...
Balaam.
He used crows to feed a prophet. He can do whatever he wants. Don't sit there and limit him.
Yeah.
Medicine is good for you. Doctors are good for you. Miracles are good for you.
Yeah.
Tonight, Pastor Rose and I are going to pray. And God the healer, he knows your heart.
Tell him what to do when any medication they take.
We always pray right effects, no side effects.
Yeah, every time.
If the doctor says take one a day, one a day. Do what they tell you to do, and Jesus will do what he promises to do.
Yes.
A lot of times, you know, they give us 30 pills, and we take 20. Oh, I feel good. You don't finish them. And then later on, like Pastor Rose says, the symptoms try to come back.
Yeah.
If he tells you to take 30 pills, take 30 pills. God ordained these people in the health ministry, in the health system.
Medical,
In the medical system. Doctors, nurses, attendants, specialists, or experts in the medical field. He blessed them. It's a call. They don't do that just for the money. They do that because they have a heart for people.
Yes, they do.
So if the doctor says, I want you to take this, trust him. Do what they tell you to do. And Jeremiah 30:17, the Lord gave me that. Never mind, I won't go into that. That's what he gave me. Amen. I will heal your wounds and restore your health. And stand on the word. The word is what's important. Amen.
I know. Can you imagine how many people would be dead if we didn't have medication? Or doctors.
People died because we didn't have medication.
God is the greatest father that we can have. He's God to the world, but he's father to me. Father God.
People died not taking medication.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
But look at how we have been advanced and how much God loves it that he gave us doctors and nurses that are appointed by him and blessed by him because it's the call of God in them to help humanity.
Amen.
And don't be in condemnation. Well, I take medication. Pray over it and say thank you. Every time you take it, you know what? You're releasing your faith that one day you don't have to take it anymore. The doctor will say, oh, guess what? You don't. Your blood pressure, diabetes, hormones, headaches, whatever it is, you know what? You're healed of it. You don't have to take it no more. But till then, you just keep praising the Lord, thanking the Lord for the medication, and believe that you are healed in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord who heals you.
Amen.
So this evening, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I come before you and praise you for healing your people tonight.
Yes.
James 5:15 says the prayer of faith shall heal the sick.
Yes.
And if we have committed any sin, we will be forgiven. So we let go of anger, resentment, bad feelings, and unforgiveness towards anyone.
Thank you,
We let go of those, Father, and we put them at the foot of Calvary, yes. And we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for transformation. We thank you for deliverance, our healing tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, it's a children's bread. It belongs to us, Father. We lift our hands and we receive.
Thank you, thank you.
We believe. We're actively believing that we're receiving tonight.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, Father, you are so good. Jesus bore the stripes on his back for our healing. Our healing, Father, it belongs to us. We are actively believing this tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. He will never leave you. Never forsake you. Never forget you. You are cleansed and covered by the blood of Christ. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor, for bringing that about unforgiveness or anger, resentment.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord said, we open up doors when we have that. And if you have any unforgiveness, any resentment, or you've been offended, close that door and forgive. Because Satan wants to bring all those offenses to you and unforgiveness and he wants to remind you, oh, that person did this and hurt you. He wants to bring back the past. And the Lord said, cut it. Stop it. Say, no, you don't, in the name of Jesus. I've forgiven that person. Because when we have unforgiveness or we've been offended or we have anger, we open the door to the enemy. And he uses that and brings sickness and disease and everything he comes against us. But when we release all that, guess what? We open the door to healing and to the loving kindness of God in Jesus' name. Because his word is medicine and health to all our flesh. And we are healed and made whole by the word of God. And his name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a mighty name. What a powerful name. And what a majestic name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We thank you that by your stripes, we were healed and we are healed now. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. In Jesus' name, how we love you, Father. How we thank you, Jesus. And how we thank you, my divine companion, for the journey. Your presence, Father, is our companion for the journey that we are going through on this earth, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank we you, love you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you,
for being so good to your people, Father. Being so good to the whole world, but divine health and healing belongs to your people,
Lord.
Father.
Yes.
Divine health and healing is a children's bread. It belongs to us as believers. And tonight, we're actively receiving.
Yes, and if anybody has any symptoms or you're being attacked of the enemy and he's been lying to you that healing doesn't belong to you, we come against those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions and those lies from the pit of hell, and we say you are healed and made whole from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You need to speak it out. It's not enough for us to believe that we are healed. We need to speak it out and say, by his stripes, I am healed. I am healed in Jesus' name. And slap those symptoms down and say, no, you don't. You're not putting them on my body. I've been already bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be healed and be made whole. You're not only healed, you're whole. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Nothing damaged.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Be blessed. You keep believing. You're receiving actively.
Yes.
Actively believing you receive in Jesus' name.
And praise his name.
And praise
his name. Can I hear an amen?
Can I hear an amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.
We love you. We thank you so much. You are dear and precious in our hearts. But in the eyes and the heart of God, you are so precious. We thank you so much for coming to the filling station, the oasis, the rivers of living water, and the booth camp. In Jesus' name, have a blessed evening. Amen. Can I hear an amen, Pastor?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Say good night, Pastor.
Good night, Pastor.
Good night.
Good night.
We love you. God bless you.